Hello, this is Jason Peebles, the founder and president of World Outreach Ministries, and this is our orientation video for those of you new to our missionary service agency. First of all, let me just say a great big welcome to the World Outreach Missionary family. I'm glad you found us. I'm glad for you and I'm glad for us. I'm glad because you're going to have all these wonderful tools at your disposal that will help you succeed in your calling. And I'm happy for ourselves because this is our calling, to help you succeed in what God's called you to do. Now, what I want to do on this orientation video, it's not going to be very long, I'm going to be very informal, is I want to go through some particulars of what you need to do on your end and what you can expect coming down the road in the days ahead. Before we do that, though, let me just refer to a scripture that I know you're familiar with, and I want to kind of set the tone here, from Matthew chapter 9. You know, we're a part of a worldwide movement. We're a part of a movement that's been taking place since Jesus had his ministry on this earth. And if you remember in Matthew chapter 9, verse 35, beginning with verse 35, and I don't want to read all the verses, but I just want to read a couple of them. It says that Jesus went about all the cities and villages preaching, teaching, healing. He was doing a variety of things. And by the way, we have missionaries. We have hundreds of missionaries that we're serving now, just like you. And they're involved in all types of outreaches. But it says here that Jesus was moved with compassion on the multitudes. That's very important to me. We need to have a heart of compassion. And I believe you already have that in your life, because otherwise I don't think you would have responded to the call of God. You know, we've got missionaries that are doing all kinds of things. As I said, we have some involved in Bible schools, evangelism, leadership training. Others are involved in children's shelters, orphanages, feeding programs, drilling for water in communities, and that's their platform for sharing Christ. We have others that are involved in medical and aviation, and the list just goes on and on. And there's also a big category that I want to hit on that is very important, and that's called the Helps Ministry. Some of you may be working alongside a missionary in an internship role or serving another organization, and that's absolutely great and necessary. So whatever Jesus has you doing, you need to realize you are part of a worldwide movement, and I want to say thank you for responding to the call of God. And I believe you've done it because of the compassion. It says Jesus was moved with compassion. And it goes on, and this is very important as we set the tone for what this is all about. Jesus said in verse 37, "Then he said to his disciple, 'The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few.'" Wow. You know, that was true in Jesus' day. It's also true in our day. But thank God you've responded. Thank God I've responded. You see, our calling here is to serve workers like you. That's our calling. And we want to provide you with the best tools possible. You'll be able to log in 24/7 and track your business, so to speak. I remember when I first launched out in the missions, I didn't have a world outreach behind me. You got to understand, at the time of this recording, I'm 63. We didn't even have fax, much less the internet. And so all these wonderful tools, you'll be able to log in, track your business. You'll be able to create all kind of sub-lists. We're going to coach you on the practicalities of how you can succeed. In our resource library, you're going to be able to hear from other missionaries and glean ideas from them. And so we're trying to help you succeed in what God's called you to do. And I believe you responded because of the compassion of Jesus Christ in your heart. Well, Jesus goes on to say in verse 38, "Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." And so that's you. That's me. We're workers who have a heart of compassion for the harvest. Whatever field God has us focused on, it's because we have a heart of compassion for the lost. Now, I want to go through some particulars of what you need to do on your end in order to get your account fully set up, get our files complete here in the office. We want to get that done as quickly as possible. You'll be having some paperwork sent to you to fill out. It's never fun to do paperwork, I know that, but we have to have it. Some of it is for the IRS and for government requirements. Other parts of it are for ourselves. We want to know who you are, what you're doing. So if a donor calls or a friend of yours calls, we know what's going on. And we can easily refer to your file and refer them to your email address, to your phone numbers, if they would like to contact you, etc. Now, You have received 5 orientation emails. These are very important. I can't stress this enough. And I'm not going to read all these, but I want to at least go through them and make sure you understand what each one is about and why they're important. So I would even encourage you in your email account to start a World Outreach folder. And so you can move all of the emails that we're going to be sending you, the ones that are very important, you can move them over to this folder. And certainly you should keep the 5 orientation emails for a long time to come, because they're going to help you get a handle on the tools that we're providing for you and get a good start in that. Now, let's go through these quickly. You have these. If you don't have them, look in your spam or junk folder. They probably possibly got moved over there, but I would think you would have identified them by now. All right, number one is the welcome and checklist email. Now, this is the long one. This thing is huge, but it has a lot of great information. It's got all the checklists that you need to begin to work your way through. And so I would encourage you to print these out if at all possible. Now, we realize some of you have signed up while you're on the field in another country. That's a very common occurrence that we have, and you may not have a printer, but at least keep the emails, and you can begin to work your way through by just reading them. But it gives you your fund code. Top of the list, you need to know your fund code. And it tells you about how to begin to make the announcement to your friends. It gives all the how to give information. And I can't stress that enough. You don't want to send out emails and newsletters without having the World Outreach how to give information. It's very frustrating for a donor to read an inspiring report and they want to help, and then you didn't put the address for World Outreach, you didn't put your fund code, you didn't put the active link for credit card donations, you didn't put any of that in there, and it's frustrating to a donor because they really don't want to have to do research to go find it. And so that's your job. That's your responsibility. All that information is in here. Newsletters, banking, all of that is in email number one. All right? Email number two, the orientation email number two, had our set of logos. And so you need to start using our logos at least in the how to give information area. Many of our missionaries use it at the top of their newsletters, but we realize some missionaries, they are already operating with a different title or handle, and that's fine. We allow that, and you can look at some of the sample newsletters. I'll get that to that in a moment, but you can look at some of the sample newsletters we gave you to see how missionaries are doing it. But certainly use the logos close to the how to give information. Why? Because you don't want to confuse a donor. So, you know, if you've chosen a name, XYZ Ministry or whatever, that's fine. You don't want a donor, when they click on the active link to give a credit card, all of a sudden there's World Outreach. You want them to know that you're affiliated and that World Outreach is your home office. And so you can see how some of our other missionaries have done that. And by the way, a lot of these tools are in the resource library. When you start logging in, some of you have already logged in, but you really can't log in until you send us at least part of your mailing list. Our system has to have, if you just send us 5 names, 10 names, something to import into our system, and that will generate the username and password that we'll send you. But when you start logging in, you're going to learn how to use the software. We even provide helpful guides on how to do that. And you're going to see 2 logos at the top that are very important. One, you're going to see a message icon. So if we upload a message, it instantly goes out to all of our missionaries all over the world. Then there'll be like a 1. Kind of like online banking, if you've ever seen that, where there's a message. It'll be blinking, and there'll be a 1, and that lets you know there's an important message that you need to click on that icon and read about. But there's also another icon that I want to point out that's called the Resource Library. If you click over there, a lot of this information is there as well. Number 3, the third orientation email was on newsletters. And again, we provide you samples. There's also samples in the resource library. But you need to begin to design a newsletter. We give you all the information about that and how important that is to promoting your vision and let people know what you're doing. Number 4, prayer cards. We provide valuable information on prayer cards. Now, the prayer card is simply a tool when you go and share either one-on-one with somebody, or you go to a church or a home group, a prayer group, or you start hosting your own missionary receptions. And there's a lot of information about that in our resource library. But these prayer cards are very important that you pass out, and that's how you get the name, address. Some people want to make a pledge, etc. So the next time before you return to the States, that might be something you want to have printed up and ready to go. And we give you some templates and all of that in the resource library. And then number five, the last orientation email was simply saying that you're now listed on our website and people can go and make credit card and debit card donations. So if you've not been there, you need to go to our website. That's worldoutreach.org. Just memorize that because you're going to be sending people there. Worldoutreach.org. Click on the donate section and find your name. And just check to make sure everything is just right. And then pretend like you're a donor. Now, please do this. Pretend like you're a donor and pick your name. Put in $100. Start working your way through the screens. Become familiar with the screens so that if a friend asks you or makes inquiry, you know what you're talking about. Obviously, don't put a credit card in. This is just for you to learn. But go through the screens, and you're going to see that one of the wonderful options is they can check one box, and suddenly their gift becomes a recurring monthly gift. So you want to promote that. You want to tell people that, hey, there is an option that you can set it up for an automatic monthly donation. The system defaults to a one-time gift, but there's that option, and a lot of our missionaries really promote that. And wouldn't it be nice, before you even get out of bed, to have half your budget, you know, as an automatic gift, recurring gift every month? I mean, it takes a lot of the stress out. So as time goes on, you're going to see that build, and that's one of the tools that we provide. Now, let me just say this before we conclude, and I want to kind of set the tone for what World Outreach is all about and what our heart is for you. I can't stress enough how much we want to see you succeed. And we realize that we have some of the missionaries that are watching this are just starting in responding to your call. And you don't really have one supporter yet, or maybe you have just one or two friends or family supporting you. We've got other veteran missionaries watching this who you needed a dependable home office because you tried volunteer help and you realized that doesn't work. You tried a church. I remember one missionary came to us and the church went through a split and dropped him instantly, and they had to have a dependable home office. We've been doing this now since 1979. And so well over 30 years of day after day, month after month, helping missionaries. This is what we do. This is our calling. But in all of that, our heart is Ephesians 3:20. Some of you can probably quote this, but this is one of my favorite verses in all the Bible. Ephesians 3:20, Paul says, "Now unto him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above." Isn't that awesome? "Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." That's the Holy Spirit's power. So why did I read that? I read that because if you're just starting out in your missionary work, and I remember so well, it's like, I don't know if I could ever get $1,000 a month. That just seems so astronomical. I don't know if there's enough people that would want to support me with $1,000. Well, I can tell you, not only is there enough people to support you with $1,000 a month, God says, "I'll go exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think." You need to get hold of that. Start using your faith for that verse. Others, veteran missionaries, you're well established, you've been on the field many years, you need to learn our system, because our system has so many tools. You need to learn it. It's not rocket science. You can learn this. But some of you veteran missionaries, perhaps you've seen your mailing list age, and some donors have dropped off, and you're wondering if you can ever pick back up and reach where you were. Well, yeah, you can go beyond it. Exceedingly abundantly above. So, you know, we serve missionaries that are just starting. We've got one family, they average no less than $30,000 per month. I said per month. You say, well, what do they do with all that money? Well, you know, with more money, you can do more work for Christ. And so they've got a Bible school, they've got a clinic, they've got an AIDS clinic. I mean, they're doing all kind of work. They've got staff that they pay. So, you know, they are faithful. They've been faithful for well over 30 years, and God has blessed them. But we know what it's like to help somebody just starting to somebody who's well established. And we're here to help you succeed. So I trust that this orientation video has been short. I trust that it's helped you kind of get a feel for where you're going, what we're doing. And our heart, is that I keep saying the word serve, serve, serve. You know, so many mission organizations try to control you to death. And we have a lot of stories, a lot of horror stories, actually, of missionaries who come to us after being beat up by other mission organizations. And they are so thankful that they found World Outreach, where our heart is here to serve you. And all of our team members here are trained with that attitude. So you'll be getting training videos at least quarterly. You'll learn about that as you log in, go to the Resource Center. You'll see some. This is an area that we've just started. But you'll be getting a quarterly training video to encourage you, to bless you, to give you insights from other missionaries that we'll be interviewing. You see, we've got hundreds of missionaries all over the world, so we've got so much wisdom to draw from. And God's really put this on my heart to have a continuing education program. So it's at least quarterly. The truth is, I'm probably going to do more than that, but I've committed to at least quarterly. And so you'll be getting that as you log in. All right. Well, this is Jason Peebles reminding you that you're not alone in your calling. You're not alone. You've got people that love you, people that are praying for you. God's got a whole group of people that you've yet to meet that are coming to you. You know, when God calls somebody and they respond like you have, then God, He is in the process of drawing people to you. You just got to continue to walk it out, step by step, work through the checklist, and God will begin to draw a team around you that pray for you and support you. You've got World Outreach working for you. But more important than all of that, than your friends, partners, World Outreach, more important than all of that, you have the precious Holy Spirit who's with you 24/7, day and night. And He's going to lead you and He's going to guide you. Well, we love you. We bless you. And until next time, this is Jason Peebles saying, exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you could ask or think.